This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. Governor Tony Evers says he's outraged after state investigators found hundreds of child labor violations at Burger King restaurants across the state. The Department of Workforce Development in Wisconsin says more than 600 minors worked too long, did not get breaks, or worked without required permits. The state is demanding the franchise operator Cave Enterprises pay back wages and possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines and penalties. Evers says he wants to make sure Wisconsin kids are safe and treated fairly on the job. A story that got statewide, even nationwide attention last year's got an update. Ryan Borgwart, the 46-year-old Appleton man who faked his own death while kayaking on Green Lake, then ran off to Eastern Europe for a woman, failed to show for a motion hearing in Green Lake County Court last week. According to state court records, neither Borgwart nor his attorney appeared at the hearing. And Borgwart was reportedly trying to get certain digital materials related to his case deleted. But since there was nobody there to argue his case, the judge dismissed the motion. Borgwart was sentenced to 89 days in jail last August after he pleaded no contest to obstructing an officer. And the city of Green Bay says an animal shelter violated ordinances by letting homeless people sleep there. The alleged violation happened at the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary during the recent Arctic cold snap. A violation letter says there were reports of smoking and alcohol being consumed at the shelter. The pet sanctuary's director says the allegations of smoking and drinking inside are untrue based on the surveillance video.
The Bucks in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Milwaukee now with a three-game winning streak. The Magic are three games above the 500 mark, but they've lost six of their last 10 games. College hoops. The Badgers on the road tomorrow night against Illinois. The Fighting Illini ranked fifth in the nation. Game time 7 p.m. NFL. The Seahawks beat the Patriots 29-13 in the Super Bowl. New England head coach Mike Vrabel on the loss.
Just like every year, somebody's going to lose this game, and we have to remember what it feels like and make sure that it's not repeated.
The Seahawks' Kenneth Walker III told in high school he'd never play football because of blood clots. Could he believe he was voted the game's MVP?
Nah. If I would tell myself as a kid right now, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one to win an MVP. So it's a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
At Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker from Super Bowl 60, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a little light rain or snow possible. Our high right around 35 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, light snow with a low of 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.